There was a memorial service yesterday in New York at the site of the collapsed World Trade Center towers. The recovery work stopped for an hour for the ceremony, which was private for the families of the victims. There have also been many, many public memorials for the people who died on September 11th, including one outside the house of novelist Susan Strait.
They call November 1st Day of the Dead. Many of us in Southern California celebrate that evening when our Mexican neighbors and Chicano friends make elaborate altars to honor the deceased and their memory. I grew up in this largely Latino county, so I have always believed in the restorative powers of shrines, of saints' candles we call veladoras, and offerings of flowers and food. On the Friday after the terrorist attacks, I set up an altar in our yard as my daughters watched. I had lost no family members in New York or Washington or Pennsylvania. The country mourned, and so I made a bouquet of red and white roses and blue salvia. I put out veladoras, Angel de la Guardia, Nuestra Señora del Perpetuo Socorro, and the Virgin of Guadalupe. We lit red, white, and blue candles, and my girls made posters that said, Remembrance. We put the altar on the sidewalk facing our busy four-lane avenue, and at first drivers slowed, squinting and curious. The first time I saw roadside shrines, it was years ago in Mexico. They were flower-bedecked crosses with laminated photos to mark spots where someone had lost his life. I returned to California to see freeway shoulders or railroad tracks where someone I knew had died, wishing we had marked the place. I began to see crosses and shrines in the desert where migrant workers lived, and on the railroad tracks near my house. In recent years, even when an Anglo teen is killed in an accident, candles and flowers and stuffed animals make the corner a memorial. The objects linger for weeks, so passersby cannot easily forget. I went to New York City 12 days after the attacks and saw shrines everywhere, in phone booths, in alcoves, in front of fire stations. In Grand Central Station near midnight, I stood with countless others in front of the flyers, black and white photos of lost loved ones. The names and faces were Chinese, Puerto Rican, Mexican, Indian, Irish, Greek and Polish, and African American. In the candlelight, all their faces were golden, trembling. We stared at the flickering glow, knowing why humans need fire to transform the darkness. Soon, it will be Day of the Dead. Sugar skulls with pastel frosted eyebrows will adorn store windows. My neighbors will make their altars with marigolds and veladoras and incense, and especially with dishes of food loved by the departed souls. It is said that they visit that night to sip their favorite drinks. What will I place on the blue altar in my yard then? Will I put New York food, blintzes and hot dogs and cheesecake, to honor those lost? No. I will place dishes of rice, loved by almost every culture, and cups of coffee, to remind us all of how people went about their lives that morning. I will honor their visit back, as Mexicans believe their souls return on that night, and hope that they know we have not forgotten.
Susan Strait lives in Riverside, California.